You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
And it's probably a good time to mention to my guest I could do with another jingle for the show would be rather nice. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jacob Diest from We Are All Fossils. Have I got the pronunciation correct?
Nearly.
Dazed. Oh, do you know.
It's right. I like doing this bit.
Yeah, like, I know. I do know you, so this is even worse, actually. He's going to be performing live in the studio. His new release, Hollow, is absolutely beautiful. Also joining us is Hans, who is your brother. He's the owner of the Voodoo Kellerbar in Chelmsford, and he's passionate about music and bringing live music to Essex as well. And we're also joined by MJ Media's Martin Jeffries, who does a lot of work in Essex to support local bands, organising gigs, and he is the best clapper in the studio. Do you like that, Martin? There we go. Martin can't actually talk today. He can only express himself by clapping. So it's lovely to see you, Jacob.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
But you were in the studio a little while ago, weren't you? Not so long ago.
Yeah, I think it's like end of last year kind of time, right?
Is it? It's gone really quick.
I feel
gosh.
Like that's
was it Christmas
right.
time?
I think it was just before the jolliness
wow.
hit.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound very positive. So first of all, tell us about We Are All Fossils, because you've been in as a group. It's a little bit different with the band because you're also individually use the name We Are All Fossil, put out different stuff under that name.
Yeah, we like to keep it really confusing so no one can know what's going on. No, it's just more of a project that just evolves, and whoever's kind of around and able to contribute kind of just will do whatever that is, if that's a duo show or like a big band show. So yeah, it's always evolving. Not really sure what it's going to go into, but it kind of keeps it exciting for me.
So tell us about this track, Hollow.
Yeah. Well, Hollow was like a bit of a cathartic process for me. I suffered a bereavement in the family, and processing that was quite difficult. And music is the way that I've always expressed myself. So Hollow was kind of like if I was to create like a secret room when I could transmit what I wanted to say. So it's kind of like one of the stages of grief, I guess, just to kind of allow freedom back into your life, because you do feel like a lot of guilt with, you know, being able to enjoy your life as you go on, which is a part of grief which not a lot of people kind of I don't talk about, because there's obviously some really tough days, but there's days where it where you want to celebrate, you know, the person that you've lost. And yeah, so Hollow was kind of a really deep song for me to create, but releasing it is kind of like hoping that can kind of send that kind of vibe out there, so other people can kind of, if they need that in their life, it could do that for them.
And is this song on an EP? Is it part of an EP or an album?
So the idea is that there will be like a significant like release near the end of the year. It kind of floats between an EP and an album. But we've been in the studio, me and Mike Curtis, doing quite a lot of work, and it's been phenomenal to see what we've discovered together. So we've got more studio time booked, but everything's in motion and it's in a good space. But hopefully nearer the end of the year, there'll be something to release, but there'll be a couple of singles in the lead up. So that'll be exciting.
You've been working with Green.
Yeah.
Tell us about Green.
He's a fun guy. Yeah, he's really, really nice. I met Joe at a show that Martin actually set up at the UB, and just kind of connected with him. He's a really, really good like singer-songwriter. He's got something just familiar in his voice that you can't place, but I think because he draws kind of inspiration from, I think, people like Loudon Wainwright and stuff like that, you can really feel there's a really interesting person who's writing the song. So yeah, we got together in the studio at the end of last month and just kind of pieced together something that I think we're going to release. I hope we're going to release, but it was it was fun. But he's a nice guy.
Now I want to bring in your brother Hans, who is the owner of the Voodoo Kellerbar. Good morning. So how involved are you with music? Are you a songwriter? I know you've got the Voodoo Kellerbar, but are you a songwriter, musician as well?
No, not a musician at all. No. That's all my brother. But no, yeah, obviously the bar is very keen on music. You know, it's always been a part of our lives through the family and everything. So it's always been around. So as a venue, yeah, we're more a cocktail bar, to be fair, and a tap room for the brewery. So but it's sort of the building itself has a soul, you know, it needs music, it needs a bit of life like that, and that's where the music comes in. It's, you know, we're very selective, but we do have music go through there, but we don't have the pressure of having to have music on. We're not a music venue.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a 4 or 5 day schedule of putting things out to fill a schedule. It's more about like, what do we want to do? And that's where we can be selective, which is quite cool.
Yeah, and I've had a look at some of the acts you've had on, and you have really good live performers.
Yeah, no, we do focus on it. You know, yeah. You need help though, you know. Hello, there, Martin. Thank you very much. That's where you come in.
Oh, the clappers. Yeah, yeah. The clappers just nodded. That's Martin in the background. How long have you had the place?
Oh, we've been there for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half. The building goes back, way back. It's about, I think it's been a restaurant or a bar for about 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's a basement bar. It used to be the old police cells for the magistrates' court across the road. So we've got a real character in that building that you cannot replicate. It looks all fake, but it's all real. All the cells are real. It's got a nice intimate feel about it. So when we do have something go through there, you know, any kind of music at all, it's just, it's very intimate. It's very intimate.
And no ghosts in there, is there any sort of
apparently
ghosts?
Well, apparently there is. Oh. So,
you're not seen, not felt the presence yet.
I've heard lots of stuff. Obviously not seen anything. They are see-through, so I can't see them.
Yeah.
But I know they're there. So
it's a bit like Martin, really. Isn't it, Martin? We know you're there and slightly see-through. You can join in. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you turned it down.
No, I haven't. You're the microphone. Oh dear, he's just broken everything. There we go. Oh no. Sorry.
Oh, and
the microphone just fell to pieces then. Martin from MJ Media. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you in the studio.
And always good to be here, Michelle.
Yes, that's better with your nice voice. Yes, he's been behaving himself today. So we're going to have some live music coming up with Jacob. Yeah. And you're going to play two songs for us.
Yes. I practiced the other one quickly.
Just one you wrote on the way here, was it? I'm not joking.
For the purposes of sounding interesting, yeah, I wrote it on the way here.
Tell us about this song.
This is Hollow. This is the latest release.
Oh, and, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's and is it out today? When did it actually come out?
It's coming out in a week's time.
Because I get everything so early.
Yeah,
I've been playing it for the last 2 weeks.
I write the songs and I.
I know, but I always forget because I always go, can I play it now? And you say yes, and then I go and I just keep playing it.
You just get excited.
I do get very excited, yeah. And this is a beautiful song. And to hear this live, this guy's got an amazing voice. He's extremely talented. If you get a chance to go and see him in Chelmsford or anywhere else, you'll love him.
Calling the lights and asking your name. Where have you gone? Why can't you stay? Falling through time, lost in a maze. Where have you gone? Without you I'm alone. You slip away from me. Can I hold your hand one last time so I can remember what that was like? I'm hollow. Without you I'm hollow. Without you I'm hollow. Without you I'm alone. I feel you in my bones. I see you when I close my eyes. And I hope that one day you'll come home.
there to Jacob.
Thank you.
There we go. That was the first of the live numbers. I'm just going to do a quick bit of ads and then we're going to be back with more.
Phoenix FM.
And you just heard Jacob there with the brand new track called Hollow, which is out next week, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
What a great voice you've got.
Thank you.
Very talented, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean...
No, I was looking over, I was trying to look at your brother, but he's hidden behind the... He said, "You get." But it's the thing where somebody says, but you've got such a great voice, and I really love the... When you go up into those high notes, it's so subtle, it's like, it gives you tingles. And don't look at me, Martin, the funny, but you know when your voice goes up, it's just so, it's so pure, and it's just wavering. Lovely.
Can I ask Hans a question?
You can.
I was just going to... So, growing up...
Yeah.
Were you aware of
it's actually
Dave's
started
voice and potential, or did you just think, oh, he's just playing the guitar again?
No, it sort of started, I think it was about sort of 7 or 8, I think it was, something around about there. I think it sort of started to play guitar. I bought a guitar, and then we kind of shared this guitar for a while.
Well, I snuck into your room and stole it.
Fair and square, stole it.
I was so intrigued.
I went to university, obviously leaving all my stuff at home, most of it. Thinking it was safe, and I got back and it obviously nicked all my stuff.
Room stolen, guitar stolen.
Yeah, but I mean, we had a friend, Al. Do you remember Al?
Yeah,
he was a studio guitarist in the 60s. He left us a fantastic Fender and an amp for far too long, wasn't it? It was gorgeous.
It was so sad when it left.
And we just started playing and. You know, I bought my first Gibson, I left that at home, and then...
I've still got that one.
And he's still got that.
nice. And,
there's a pattern here.
We got back from... I got back from uni, and he was playing a lot of Metallica, wasn't he?
Metallica. And you took me to my first, rock concert as well.
Yeah, yeah. We used to go to gigs in London, which is pretty cool.
We watched... our parents took us to watch Neil Diamond. And I remember you whispering into my ear, being like, I'll take you to a rock show.
Yeah. And we went to loads of cool stuff,
I went to Brixton, and we watched an amazing show.
But the singing came later, wasn't it? Because it was more of a sort of continuing music, because you're in quite a few bands, and then it was like, well, continue on your own, you would need to sing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we never had a singer for 4 years practicing in a room, and then I said, I'll just start singing, and then we can maybe find a singer. And then, 2 weeks later, the band broke up, and I was like, oh, it's probably because of the singing. So,
but that's really strange that it's developed, to find you've got a voice then. Rather than, so most people start off singing possibly and then playing guitar. Always, because it's one of those things, you could be a great guitarist but you can't sing. And a lot of people don't have both. I'm looking at you, Martin, I don't know.
Well, I've got a guitar at home.
Yeah, well, don't worry, don't bring it in. Hans, you've got the same sort of, your voice is very similar to your brother's, but do you not sing? Have you ever tried, or it's just something that you're not interested
in? Yeah, I can sing.
I reckon you can. I think I've heard you sing a couple of times, and it's definitely sing.
It's not something I don't sing for other people, so it's just
very exclusive.
Yeah.
A yearly membership, there's only one person, and it costs lots of money.
And just to say, you brought in some beer today. You brew your own beer.
Yes, then we got a brew in Chelmsford. So we've got two tap rooms and the brewery. So the beers go through there. So we've got music and we've got a whole little conglomerate of a bit of fun. So,
and what's the flavours of the beer?
Oh, it depends. We make loads of ales. Sort of new wave, kind of like pale ales, really hoppy stuff. We make dark beers, traditional English amber ales, stouts, porters.
Yeah.
Anything that you can ferment, we can make. And we do. We go through, we do loads of specials.
Mm.
Absolute loads of specials, yeah. Only thing we don't make at the moment is a lager, which is the next stage. But
So where can people find out more about the Voodoo Calabar? I know that you're all over socials, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose socials are probably usually the best way to. But I mean, if you're ever in Chelmsford, top of the high street, it's just right at the top there, next to Shire Hall. So
it's where the old hot house used to be.
Yeah, the old hot house, Bottle Bureau. We've had some big hitters before us. Every single bar that's been there has been an iconic venue for a while, and sort of lucky to have the building. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Have you not been there yet?
I've not been there yet.
You should.
I want to go when you're there. You might.
I'm not just saying this, but you would love it.
Yeah.
It's
got a real vibe to it.
I'm not a... It's not the sort of place I would necessarily have gone to. Just that I'm more likely to hang out in a gig venue. Mm. But what I like about the Voodoo Bar, it's just got... And this is, to respect to what... Hands has done. It's just a really lovely space,
yeah.
And it just feels, there's no you just feel really safe there. I think it's friendly.
Yeah.
And the number of times I've been there, there's been no kind of, even Friday nights, it's the crowd, it's still really laid back and friendly. And yeah, you would love it there.
I just have to say, during that, during you saying that, you're breathing really heavily down the microphone. And sorry, you don't know you're doing that, Jacob, but it's just saying, it's really friendly, you're going...
Can I continue to do it?
Getting really excited.
Sorry, I was just trying to turn it down a little bit.
Sorry to the listeners for the heavy breathing. It was me.
That's the effect I have.
It certainly is. When I was talking to Summer earlier, who was on as a guest, she said it's waterfall releases. So really for the rest of the year, you're going to have waterfall releases coming out. And then what are you going to be doing? Lots more sort of gigs? Are you going on a little mini tour?
I'm actually trying to piece together a little tour in September. So I'm already going to be playing in Newcastle on like one of their Sofa Sounds kind of things. I'm just going to piece together some places where I think I can play where it's going to be quite quiet and it has like a lounge feeling. So I'm going to try and piece together something like that. And yeah, the waterfall, I've never heard it been described like that, but that's very accurate. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. Hollow is out next week. And then I'm not sure what the next one's going to be. I did write a song last week, which I feel is a good contender. It feels quite like in tune with where I am right now. So I'm going to release that. But yeah, I've actually got a show at Voodoo, Kelebar, on Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
So I'm going to be there. We should be good. We've got a South African Day kind of event happening there, because that's where we're originally from.
Yeah.
But everybody's welcome. You know, it's going to be like a lovely time. I'm just not going to be singing in Afrikaans, because I wouldn't carry it well. So that's my little disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what time are you on?
2:30, I believe.
And what time does everything kick off?
I should know this.
Yeah, sort of 2 o'clock onwards.
Yeah. 2 o'clock onwards. Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah, until about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unless it's too much fun, and then we just keep going.
Ooh. Yeah, so fun overrides.
Listening to Phoenix FM, Geez That Man Has Some Voice, excited to hear the collaboration with Joe. That's Steve.
That's Joe's dad.
Oh,
there we go. Oh, I've met Joe's dad. He's lovely.
Sweet.
Hello, Joe's dad. Is he listening?
Are you waving?
I am actually waving.
You're waving to me.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work on radio, but never mind.
I'll just continue to do it.
And the heavy breathing. Why Martin's talking?
Am I still heavy breathing?
No, you're not. You're fine. No, it did make me laugh, though, just as you were saying how safe it was. It was just
it gives you the opposite feeling.
It does, yeah. It does a little
it's
bit.
A bit like a trap, isn't it? It's really safe.
So you've got lots more coming up this year. And then, so you're going to release possibly an album EP later on. And you've got this track out, Hollow, next week. And then you've got another track probably coming out in another month or two. And that will be for the rest of this year. And then just trying to sort out some live gigs around
the
country.
I'm kind of just really excited to see what kind of creativity will happen. I've spent like some time with Joe in the studio. There's a couple of other artists I've been spending time in the studio with, and just kind of helping in a way just to add something to their songs, you know, just some harmonies or just some ideas. So it'd be really exciting when those things come out. I won't say anything about that because I don't know what their plans are, but it's basically Beyonce's asked me to, you know, do another country album with her.
Just very quickly say, we were talking about Beyonce, and I think this is really good that she's actually gone into a different music genre. A lot of people don't like it, but I love the fact that you can write pop music, you can write reggae music or do country music, and an artist really sometimes that's whatever comes out. So I think it's a good thing.
I have a bit of a theory about it. I think that by Beyonce doing this is going to maybe make people want to take a bit more ownership of music, which therefore will make them kind of be like, oh, I like this kind of music, I like that kind of music, which hopefully will infiltrate into grassroots like show support and, you know, other bits of like the world of music that's not really being supported. So I think us having everything all of the time is kind of a bit bland, but now of us maybe being like, if you like the album from Beyonce, great. If you don't like the album from Beyonce, great. You know, then you can support the avenues of what you do, and you can maybe learn yourself as like what you like as a listener of music. Because I liked that when I was growing up. There was a lot of people that liked certain you know, bands and not other bands. You know, as long as it didn't like involve, you know, any kind of like action towards any other group. But you know, you can embrace your different things that you enjoy. So I think what Beyonce's done is great. It's just it's shook up the country music scene maybe in a way which will make it evolve into something else. I don't know exactly. And the best way to do it is literally just buying something physical, even if it's a CD.
Yeah.
You know, you might not be like playing CDs at home anymore, but just buying that CD will be the best way to contribute to that artist. Yeah. And buying a beer at the bar and figuring out, for just even ask them, like, which one helps you the most.
Mm.
I'm only going to have one beer tonight because I'm driving or something, you know. At least make that choice.
Yeah.
Because it does, that kind of thinking really helps people to feel kind of seen and then want to be, you know, still doing what they're doing, because it's obviously passion that's led them there.
Yeah.
And then them to build from that with support from a community. You don't know how much that can do for someone. So
yeah, and if you like a track, tell the artist, and also like their socials, because that's cost you nothing, and it really helps out. And if you want to buy a track, normally bands are on Bandcamp and you can pay whatever you like.
Yeah, and secretly take your phone's friends, like your friend's phone, and take the Spotify and just download all the music.
Yes.
And then add it to all their playlists and play it while they sleep.
Yes.
Because, you know, Spotify doesn't play well. But if you can just do that while they sleep, it could be all right.
There we go. That's a little bit of advice. You're right there, Martin. What are you doing? Reading a book?
No, I'm just doing the socials.
Are you doing the socials? You look like you were doing nothing, just sat there, just sort of reading.
Yeah, that's what I do, nothing.
Now, I just have to say, before Jacob plays another song to play us out, MJ Sessions Transmission presents this Saturday at Hotbox, Brewer's Daughter, which are a folk indie band, Rebel Party, Generation Feral, Loopers, and what's that say?
That's a ukulele.
Oh, wow. What's that? They're based in Colchester, Cardiff, did you say?
Between culture.
And that will be at Hotbox. It's another great venue in Chelmsford, which I've been to lots and lots. And you can park there as well, and it will be a good night.
Thank you for the advert.
You're welcome. Now, Jacob, you're going to leave us with a song.
Yeah, this one's called When I Find You. And I'm doing it on my own, but the actual recording's got one of my best music friends. Not just music friends, best friends. It sounds like I need to study music. But yeah, it's got her beautiful voice on it. So if you want to hear the complete version, it's online.
Thank you to Hans, thank you to Martin, and thank you to Jacob.
Thanks. I ran to the coast, I ran to the woods, I ran as fast as I possibly could. Oh. I climbed the highest mountain, I went to the valley below, I followed every river I thought you might know. It's when I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling, can I take you home? I wade through the coldest water, I burnt you in my mind. I drew a map of all the places I thought you might hide. It's when I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling, can I take you home? I will find you through the grace and the light. Though I may try to, I can never give you up. 'Cause when I find you, darling, can I take you home? When I find you, darling, can I take you home?